Greg. The people that want to change, that's why they say
there's a system for
breathing.
It.
We have to adapt to it.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a system called when we had to adapt to getting rid of slavery. It required a constitutional amendment that was quickly passed. And every other wrong from the beginning, that was right. There's a process in place to do that. You don't get to shortcut it. There's no nothing in the United States Constitution says, if you're really upset about something, we will forego the amendment procedure to make you happy.
But that's what's happening.
That's what's happening. And then it gets to the Supreme Court, and they're going to strike down affirmative action and all this other bogus crap. And by the way, they will probably also strike down some of these climate change mandates.
Definitely.
So if I were the left, I would make sure you have a big supply of Depends. Because you're going to be soaking it.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
It's our final hour, 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have two accidents on I-85 southbound at the flyover ramp to I-65 southbound. They are in the left lane against the left retaining wall. One lane traffic up around the curve over to 65 southbound. And that's got 85 southbound backed up a good bit, almost all the way to Ann Street at this point, driving slowly. We've got a bunch of traffic, too, on East South Boulevard, still showing an active accident site right near Baptist with traffic very heavy all the way back to Troy Highway. East Boulevard, very busy, also 231 to Wetumpka. No other accidents, just very heavy traffic everywhere this afternoon. Registration for summer classes going on now at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's March 31st, the greatest day ever. On the 31st of March, 1889, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, officially opened after a ceremony presided over by its designer, Gustave Eiffel. In the dedication speech, Eiffel told the cheering crowd that yes, he was very proud of his achievement. And no, he wasn't compensating for something. Have a great March 31st, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Forecasters issued a tornado emergency for the cities of Little Rock and North Little Rock, Arkansas, warning that a large and destructive tornado was a threat to 350,000 people in its path. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The violent twister was seen in video posted online plowing through neighborhoods and business districts of Little Rock and surrounding areas. Aerial footage shows several rooftops reduced to splinters in Little Rock and nearby Benton. Vehicles were toppled over and debris was scattered across roadways. Ukrainians are commemorating the anniversary of the liberation of Bucha after a brutal Russian occupation a year ago left behind hundreds of dead civilians. On Wall Street, the Dow by 415 points. The NASDAQ rose 208. More details at srnnews.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Today is March 31st, Bunsen Burner Day. Harken back to high school when you used the Bunsen burner for chemistry experiments, or when the teacher wasn't looking to try to burn your buddy's Bunsen. Happy Bunsen Burner Day.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
Well, we got another 54 minutes left, boss. Can I just finish? Eddie's here and Rosie's here, and we have a situation. Behind our, I've been mentioning yesterday, there were a couple of tuxedo cats walking around on the other side of the fence in the ravine behind the building. Well, I walked out just now, and tuxedo cat wanted to come in. So I walk towards the corner of the building, away from the door, and there's like three or four cats nesting in there. Mm-hmm. There is a cat house on the corner. It sounds like a Harry Chapin song. There's a cat house on the corner and the silver spoon. What'd you see?
When I opened the door, the tuxedo cat came right up to me, and I put my hand down, and it wanted to come in the door. And then it started rubbing up against the brick, and I said, "You can't come in." That and a ginger cat. Oh.
there's a ginger cat and a tabby and another tuxedo cat.
The tuxedo cat is really cute.
Really is.
I wonder if it belongs to somebody.
I wonder too. It's not. Doesn't seem to be feral.
And it's very friendly.
If you can believe this, it was very nice to me too.
I think they're just here because I know Rosie's here.
No.
Well, I mean, hey. I heard there's a lady inside that building that just loves us.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she'll take us home with her. Here is Luke.
Hey, can you hear?
Yeah. Luke. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hi.
Can't complain here. I just left Bama Lane, but I just wanted to say, Greg, I'm gonna miss you tomorrow, man. I'm gonna be at the thing at 2:00.
Oh! We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. And just, if no one's requested it already, can you throw in some Weird Al into the mix?
You know I can. Which one would you like?
Surprise me.
All right. That'll be easy.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I think since Biden didn't know where he was in Mississippi, not that that's a surprise on any day.
It doesn't.
But how about word crime since he got Rolling Fork confused with Rolling Stone? A mistake any... but he could have made.
Sure.
And he realized after he said it, because he heard people laughing, all right, what'd I say? Where am I? You know, this is our leader of the free world. And frankly, that makes me feel screwed. All right, there is word crime, so we'll play that one coming up. 272-9228. Let's get a take on this entire situation. In fact, I am going to honor him. So be patient, sir, on the phone. Because we are going to roll you into a special feature on this show because you have earned this today.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
His nominee is Legal Eagle. His name is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Wow. I think Biden was rolling papers.
Yeah. You might think that, but we know it's not that. He's just a debilitated, walking, talking semi-corpse.
Oh, yeah.
Chad, are you on a speakerphone?
No. Well, hold on. There, how's that?
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, I was getting that feedback, too. I'm like, why am I getting that feedback? Man, terrible tornado in Little Rock. Did y'all see that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. We got you.
There you go.
All right, there you are. 600 people injured in Little Rock.
Today?
Yeah, massive tornado came through there about an hour ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Drudge is still masturbating over, you know, handcuffs on Donald Trump. What a piece of work he is.
You might as well turn Drudge, and of course, I never have MSNBC. I'm not going to watch any of it, to be honest with you.
No reason to. Just going to get you in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even the Washington Post is saying, you know, it's a terrible indictment, and I think they all are worried. You know, there's a lot of people who probably were on the fence, even a lot of Republicans, about Trump, but this kind of makes everybody mad. It's like, fine, screw you. I'm voting for Trump again.
Right. Right. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. Fine. You want to do this to somebody? Fine. Okay. And by the way, we're going to drag the whole Biden family through the hearings there, hopefully at the House, you know, House Representatives.
That's what we should do.
We'll see, you know. But I think the gloves are off. You know,
yeah,
and the sad thing about it, you know, Greg, is I don't think we're ever going to get this genie back in the bottle again.
Nope,
no.
I don't think people realize.
That's what Tucker said yesterday. It's too late to turn back now, as the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose once said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Tucker is right, and he had Glenn Beck on there too, and Beck was saying the same thing. Says, you know, this is. I mean, especially when we look back and see all the crap that Hillary and Bill Clinton did, and. You know, and this is who's getting indicted.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody out there is thinking, okay, well, there is no neutral justice system in
nope.
this country anymore.
No, you know? Not at all.
We got a DA who doesn't want to prosecute, you know, hardened gun criminals, but he will go after a settlement payment somebody made to a porn star. I mean, go figure that.
It just makes no sense.
Anyway, let's play something fun.
Yeah.
How about some Norm Macdonald, your pick?
All right.
We got...
We just played him a little bit on his View appearance, but we got plenty of Norm, so we'll have something coming up shortly.
Oh, yeah, when he blew him up on the View.
That's
about
so funny.
About Clinton.
Yeah, so funny.
Very funny.
Classic. Baba Wawa about swallowed her tongue.
Right.
Yep.
Well, actually, she already swallowed her tongue, I believe. Wanting wabble, we toy the wabbit. Listen, you guys have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, Chad. Your legal legal MacArthur. By the way, if you would like to make sure that your home or property or business is properly protected, and not only do it with a high-tech solution, but on a very cost-effective basis, Applied Security is the company you need to talk to. They're local. Mark and Vicky have been doing this for 4 decades, and half of that 4 decades, they have been protecting us here at Blue Water with a system that's very easy to work with. It takes like 10 minutes to train somebody to use it, but does it work? Oh, yeah. You do not want to even begin to think about coming into this building. And the response time from monitoring is instant. And monthly monitoring starts under $30 with Applied. So call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Applied Security. Their Alabama electronic security board permit number is 276. Jeb, can we bring in Scott Bowers, please?
Please clap.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody shut up.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, working our way to the weekend. Does anybody got happy news they want to share this afternoon? Here's Sweet Tea. She always livens up the room.
Yeah. So, hi, Greg. I hope you have a safe trip.
Thank you. I plan to.
Okay, so I just cleared out a room. It's my sister's birthday. I stopped by her house on my way home from work, and she had a bunch of Democrats in the house, and they were talking about Trump, and so I said some choice words, and everybody left.
I see.
Whoa.
Isn't that terrible?
You shared your opinion with a group full of people, and they left?
So I have this service now. If you want to clear a room of Democrats,
yeah,
call me. And I'll get it cleared in 5 minutes.
The question is, what are they... Okay, so they don't like Trump. What are they happy about the way this country is being run today? Mm-hmm. Why are they willing to make that sacrifice to watch this country swirl the bowl?
They just hate Trump. That's the only thing. They hate
so they're
Trump.
Mentally ill.
They're mentally disturbed.
Yeah. Trump deranged.
And I work
syndrome.
At a mental facility. So
ah.
I know.
Yeah,
but
Greg. If he gets reelected in 2024, you'll be very busy over there.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. But you know what? Those tickets I won for bowling, I looked at them today and they expired today. Do you think they'll let me use them tomorrow?
Let me ask you this. Ask me this again.
The tickets that I won for the bowling alley?
Yeah.
I looked at it today and it expires today. So I was wondering if you think they will let me use them tomorrow.
Yes. And I am giving special dispensation. Please tell Robert
okay. That
we made this arrangement on the air. Still on it, though.
You're such a good guy.
Thank you so much, because I was waiting on the day, and then I looked and said, oh, God, it's tomorrow, and they expire today. So.
I didn't know they had an expiration date on them.
Yes. We need to discuss that. That may have been a slightly ill-advised part of the planning process. I actually found some from years ago. They were 10 years old. They got stuck behind something upstairs in the file cabinet.
That does not surprise me with you guys.
I mean, I hate to say, but the person that wrote those out passed away like 4 years ago.
Oof. Oh, God. All of my guests are died. Or what is it called? All of my guests are dead.
Some of my best friends are dead.
You know, this morning on the show, Jay was telling you that you should name your book, All of My Guests Are Dead.
Oh, that's right, because I mentioned all these people that were on my show with me in Florida and then died suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
I was the anthrax of South Florida.
Is that
radio
right?
Yeah.
Dang.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for the listening, and I will go to Battle Lanes tomorrow.
Good deal.
I will not be there. I will be in New Orleans, so... But you'll be there.
Okay, I'll pester Rosie and give her twerking lessons.
You'll be the, great. You'll be the, I'm putting you in charge of Team Spirit.
I'll handle that.
Thank you. You're the boss.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet D.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
What is it with these people that just cannot do anything but hate Trump?
What are they going to do when he's gone?
Okay.
They'd have no life.
I mean, it's... Cable news is on fire again because Trump's back out. Trump is in the news, so CNN is having those great ratings again.
Thank you so much.
And still haven't learned.
CNN was down 81% at the beginning of the week. Then this indictment comes
81%?
Out. But I think everybody wanted to watch Anderson Cooper work the anchor desk with no pants on. Mm-hmm. One hand below the counter and one above.
I see.
I'm telling you, I don't think I'm exaggerating that one little iota. 523-272-9228 for something you would like to hear. J-Tom.
Hey, I heard the lady say that she had her bowling thing expiring. Mine is, too. And
I just got a call from the bowling alley, and they said, don't worry about it. Excellent. They will honor them.
Okay, good.
So, that's what I was trying to ask you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Greg. Have a safe trip.
Thanks. I thought they would.
Yeah.
But you always want to be sure. In fact, we had tried to hold this event a month ago, but Bama Lanes had big tournaments every weekend in the month of March, and this was the first date that was free, and it just happened to turn out to be a date where I have to make this family trip. 523, let's check in with traffic. 65 northbound's been fun all day.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got some good news. I-85 southbound is looking better. They have cleared the two accidents on the flyover ramp from 85 southbound to 65 southbound. Traffic's moving normally there, and our big backup of traffic all the way back to Ann Street is beginning to get moving. So if you're back in the pack, you should be picking up speed here very shortly. We're looking better all around the boulevard. Still heavy traffic there and on Taylor Road and I-65 northbound. We still have very heavy traffic. When you get past the Millbrook off-ramp to Cobbs Ford and beyond, slow travel is northbound on 65 this afternoon. Get the new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. New shipments are arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away. You learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the wokey pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the wokey pokey, 'cause you're so woke.
Ain't no baseball games to talk about this afternoon because they're all playing tonight.
Ah, I see.
Limited schedule.
How was your opening day, by the way?
Well, the Yankees had a good opening day.
Braves won.
Rich Thomas cares about the Braves, and the Braves had a good opening day. You know, there's 162 games. So if your team has a lousy opening day, guess what? There's plenty of time
to
make good.
It's such a good feeling to come out with a victory on opening day. It's like, all right, we got it right.
There is no opening day in any sport like baseball because it's a lot more than the first game of the season. It is to the people that live in the north and go through these horrendous winters a sign that...
It's a sign of spring,
spring,
right?
Spring is here.
Yeah.
Things will be growing again. Look at all that green and that outfield grass. And everything else.
Everybody and, coming back out of their homes and getting back together again.
And every team is equal for one day.
For one day.
We'll see where it goes from there. Let's see. New York City jury finds Douglas Mackey guilty in first ever meme trial after making memes that disparaged Hillary Clinton of the 2016 election. This is another sad day. Oh, God.
So since all their population has left New York, now they're just going to harass people.
Yeah. Why have anybody there that's a productive citizen? Leftist gloat, celebrate looming Trump arrest. These people better be careful or they're going to beat themselves off into a coma this weekend. We're at 5:30 local news coming up along with another look at the roads, which has been a grind today, especially heading north on 65. But before you head out, Mr. Bader, let's recap some of what people can see this weekend with eXp Realty.
This would be a great weekend to come out to Titus and see our listing at 40 High Ridge Drive. We've had lots of people looking, and we were going to leave the Potbelly Pigs with it, but the seller got a little bit worried that maybe people were thinking they had to take the Potbelly Pigs. So just know, the Potbelly Pigs are an option. They don't have to come with the house. But they're as cute as they
can
be.
Sort of like white wall tires.
Right. They're as cute as they could be, and since you got 5.5 acres, honestly, those Potbelly Pigs really keep that down to hardly nothing. It's an absolutely beautiful house. Look, I think it's 600, 400 feet off of Lake Jordan. You got your own private boat ramp right outside your front door. Like I said, it's in Titus. I live in Titus. Titus is one of the greatest communities around here. It's very quiet. We even got a Dollar General. Anything you need, if you wanted to come to Montgomery, you're still only about 35 minutes away. If you want to go to Clanton, you're 35 minutes away. So I think it's a great property. Like I said, you can call me or my partner, Pam. My number is 334-322-0662. And I thank you for having me today, Greg. I really enjoyed you and Rosie.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And I really needed you today because, you know, I'm going through this stressful situation. And when I come back on Monday, I hope to be able to tell everybody what's been going on now for almost 2 weeks that...
I know they're dying to hear it.
We hope to resolve one way or the other. And based on what information I've collected today, I'm not sure. I really am not sure where that's all headed. Anyway, we're going to check traffic, do some local news here. Oh, got to thank Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, for the phenomenal job they did, because before I travel any significant distance, I always get my car to one of their locations. And to accommodate me yesterday, I parked, left the key on the front seat. They came, picked it up, took it in. They changed the oil. They rotated the tires. I needed new wiper blades and a few other odds and ends. Had everything done. It's all there on the receipt. And the car was back like 45 minutes. I didn't know it. They had come back.
Nice.
That is customer service. But it's not just for me. That's the effort they put in to build relationships with everybody. So when your car needs any kind of service, basics, tire, or you need new tires, wholesale price tires at all three. And now Don Duncan on Mount Duncan and Millbrook features a beautiful mural.
I saw that. Saw it live.
Isn't that something?
It's great.
Yeah, welcome to Millbrook. Well, Don Duncan is the king of Millbrook now. So you got a location there to serve both Prattville and Millbrook. Downtown at 408 Madison. I'll be open tomorrow morning. If you want to get your car in around 8, you'll get out of there very quick and get on with your day. And same thing on Bell Road just north of Vaughan for Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. And don't forget to look him up on Facebook at 5:33. See you, Eddie.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, it has definitely been a busy Friday, and we still have a lot of cars on East South Boulevard from around Baptist, Narrow Lane, and Woodley Road all the way over to Troy Highway. Troy Highway doing a good bit of business outbound from the boulevard. We've still got some slow traffic 85 southbound from around Ann Street up to the 65 Merge. We had some accidents at the Merge earlier. They are cleared now. That should begin to even out just a bit, as well as 65 northbound. We're not seeing near as much backup slow traffic now, just right around Cobbs Ford to Highway 14 as you travel northbound. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Professionnel and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew from WAKA Channel 8. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide. 20-year-old Ontario Hubbard died from a gunshot wound Thursday evening at a local hospital. Investigators believe the shooting happened in the 400 block of Buford Street. If you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The search is over for an Autauga County man who was charged with multiple sexual abuse charges. Autauga County authorities tell us 46-year-old Jason Hudson is now in police custody. He was wanted on multiple charges, including incest, rape, and the production of child pornography. He was arrested in North Alabama Thursday and is awaiting extradition. The Landmarks Foundation of Montgomery will hold its Market Day tomorrow in Old Alabama Town. Lots of vendors, food, and entertainment will be there for the whole family to enjoy. It's 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 310 North Hall Street in Montgomery, and it's free admission. I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
Was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheek. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Back to back hits on News Talk. It's been a long time.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
Still more of them over here. Got that far. He's still alive. He's still... Get him. Come on. The biggest frickin' weasel in all of America. He's a...
People up and down the street, crushing weasels beneath their feet. Why we do it, who can say? But it's such a festive holiday, so let the stomping fun begin. Bash their weaselly skulls right in. It's tradition that makes it okay.
You're welcome, kids. Now, you know, that's a drop I have for the show. And the kids that did that around the same time that Janelle did. We're talking about 2002. So those kids that did the group Thanks, Mr. Boodle, they're about 30 years old now.
Wow.
I'm sure they don't even remember doing that. But they did a nice job in their work. Is living on here in Montgomery, Alabama. The news, by the way, has managed to find ways to get worse. In addition to the horrible situation in Little Rock with a major tornado hitting a large metropolitan part of it, I'm not sure if it got the city, suburbs, or part of both, but it looks like there will be a lot of damage and casualties from that. Ricky Vaughn, the guy who did the Hillary memes, has been found guilty of election interference. They're going to teach him a lesson, even though the DOJ did not prosecute Dems who made similar memes for Trump. Because you see, this is what we've got here, this two-tier justice system. And I will tell you this, it's going to end badly. It's going to end very badly. At some point, the nicest people in the world will say, I've had enough. And you can take that any way you want or anywhere you want in your thoughts. But as a famous president once said, but a little over 150 years ago, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And guess what? We are a house that is becoming divided against itself a little more every day. It's just the way it is. What else is making headlines this afternoon? Has anyone seen Jane Fonda lately? Thankfully, no. Randy Weingarten, head of the National Teachers Union. I don't know if the teachers here have to goose step to her word, but she wants to repeal the Second Amendment because that'll end the school shootings. These people are nuts. I certainly hope that DeSantis' comments yesterday that he will not cooperate in any extradition proceedings on Donald Trump were accepted and appreciated by Donald Trump. And, you know, here's the thing. I do believe this whole thing, yes, it's going to, you're going to hear all the orgasmic reaction from the Trump haters. This is like throwing them a big hunk of red meat. but it's pissing off a lot of the people who are tired of it. 7 years, an American citizen has been illegally wiretapped, harassed, and trapped, accused of things that didn't happen, had his own government make up and accuse him of crimes. Now, this is none of the others. But what did the all others all have in common? They were bogus. But they still put him, and when they put him through it, they put us through it. When they invaded his house, they invaded our homes. So, who knows? I don't know what to expect anymore. I'm not walking here, but at least for a couple of days, I will be at Buc-ee's. There's a Buc-ee's on the way. I'm going to finally have the Buc-ee's experience. By the way, I have not heard back from Jake Quillen. Well, we got a traffic update here. Let's take care of that, and then we'll come back. We got room for like one last request if you're ready.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, the later it gets, the more we improve. We are still seeing a couple of busy areas, though. I-85 northbound from around Taylor Road to Chantilly. Taylor Road itself is still very busy, as well as Northeast Boulevard, East-South Boulevard from Baptist up to Troy Highway, and Atlanta Highway still very busy from Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor. 231 to Wetumpka looking pretty good right now. I-65 northbound looking great now. A little bit of slow traffic right around Highway 14, but that's about it. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. Another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Jeff Baranko here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, and we're going to wrap up. Look, it's been a rough day for everybody. We've tried to at least smile and laugh here and there, and it was great for callers like Sweet D and others to bring their, and Chad to bring at least, look, I think we're going to win this, ultimately.
We are.
But we have to get on the same page and wake up and fight back with the same effort that we are being attacked with. and we will win. God's on our side. They don't believe in God. Their God is an ideology that makes no sense and ruins things for everybody. So to leave you with some semblance of hope, we're going to wrap up with something we last played a couple of months ago and we've had in our system for a while. It's by Adam Carolla, who used to work with Jimmy Kimmel, believe it or not. Except Adam Carolla kept his brains intact and Jimmy Kimmel sold his to the devil. And he talks about life. We get a lot of requests for this. I'm going to play it. And then I will see you Monday morning with Rich and Jay.
Yep.
Rosie, thank you for helping us. Don't forget, Bamalane's tomorrow at 2.
I understand some people have more than others. That's always going to be there. And we started off this evening talking about the auto show and about how the crazy competition just led to these crazy, crazy cars. And I know sometimes it goes astray, but for the most part, it's the best system we have. And trying to get the top 1% to pay for the top bottom 55% or to pay in 55%, that's not the angle to choose. The angle's worrying about what the other 50% are doing, not what the top who's already paying way more than their fair share is doing. There's something that's come up in this country that didn't used to exist, which is envy. And it's a big issue. And it was understood back in the day, and we are empowering, we're now dealing with the first wave of participation trophy. My own fecal matter doesn't stink. Empowered. I feel so good about myself. Everybody's a winner. There's no losers. We are dealing with the first wave of those assholes. That's who we're dealing with now. Because this has been going on for about 25 years. And we're just starting to get maybe 20 years. Mm-hmm. And those kids were 8 or 9 years old. And we're getting the first...
Is that the millennials? I think that's the name for these.
I call them the...
That colloquially they're known as the.
I saw that on the news.
Oh, okay.
That's
I stand
name.
Corrected.
Yeah, Brian Williams called.
Right. Yeah. Bry-Y?
Panicot. So what we have, I haven't really broken this down, but I'm going to try now. We created a bunch of f-ing self-entitled monsters. Mm-hmm. And this has become the pursuit of my life, where people are so far out of it and what they expect and what they think realistic is and what the set of rules that pertains to them versus the other guys, because that's what the bottom line is. I want my most valuable player trophy. Well, you're the slowest, fattest guy on the team. Why should he get one and I don't get one? Because he busts his ass and he runs a 4.440. That's why he gets one. Well, this is... And then everyone gets involved, and then everyone gives everyone a participation trophy, and then everyone feels good about themselves, but not based on anything. You should feel good about yourself because of your accomplishments, not because somebody yelled at you to feel good about yourself and you f***ing fake piece of plastic that was sprayed gold and had your name on a plaque on the bottom of it. And when these folks become adults and enter the workforce, and they've done stories about this, how you can't treat them, you know, the boss can't yell, hey, let's go. Let's get back to work now. And oh, you raised your voice to me. You better watch your tone, buddy. My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue you. I'll take this company. Self-entitled who think the world owes them a living. And now we're getting the first wave of these. And now they grew up. And it's fine if you grow up in this little snow globe of a life where everything is awesome and everyone gets a participation trophy and there's
snowing.
No losers. Well, when you get shaken up and everything's awesome, but then you get out into the real world and you realize I'm a loser. You're not doing that well. You're not making that much money. There's no more participation trophies. This is the LA Auto Show. You don't get to sit around and go, hey, here's my piece of I worked on. Everyone, why aren't you guys buying it? And then, instead of finding a f***ing mirror and finding the reason why no one's buying your car, you just want to run around and yell at everyone else who's selling cars, and now you want to take and throw it at the cars because you want to f*** their cars up. Because that's what's going on. It's like, instead of looking in the mirror and go, why the f*** am I not doing better? You just find some guy's got more shit than you and go, hey man, what do you need all that shit for? It's the same version of, hey man, what do you need an MVP trophy for? Because I bust my ass. That's why. Or maybe I'm just genetically better than you. Either way, buddy, I got the trophy. So shut the f*** up and get the f*** back to work, or better yet, on the bench where you belong. This is what's going on. So they're feeling shame. They've been shamed by life because they haven't been prepared for life. They've been taught, they've been had so much smoke blown up their collective by the time they get out in the real world and they realize the real world doesn't give a where you're from or what your mommy said you were or how pretty you are or what you do. They don't give a what anyone, and all those lies that were told you to your parents about how special you are and how no one was created like you and all this advertised with Nike and all this, like, it's just one you and you take it all and it's your world and all that Reebok doesn't mean when you get to the real world and you're just looked at as peon number 27 who's putting in an application, and guess what? I don't like your attitude. Feet off my desk and hit the bricks. I'm not hiring you. Then now your plan is to come back and throw a brick at my window. That's your plan. This is what's going on. It's this envy and shame, and there's going to be a lot more of it. Because it used to be, back in the day, father would be walking his son down the sidewalk, and you'd see a guy go by in a Rolls Royce, and the father would say, "There goes Mr. Jenkins. Look up to him. That guy works hard. That guy built a company. That guy built an empire. Now look at him. He's got his Rolls Royce. He's driving up the hill. But what do we do now? Now it's like, oh, look at him. Does he need that car? Yeah. Why does he need that car? I'm driving a f***ing Chevette. Why does he get to drive that f***ing car? You know, let's go throw a rock at it. That ain't going to help you get out of the Chevette.
That's right.
To work. And by the way, parents, society, we are creating a group of self-entitled monsters.
Well,
knock it off.
Right. And I'm wondering, all the parents that created this culture of are they the ones who are feeling like, well, I was never told I was special enough? Like, are they overcompensating for their childhood? Because now there's been like sort of a few generations that are aware of Dr. Spock and aware that kids have special emotional needs and et cetera.
We have these weird swings in raising kids, and they're not very good. I mean, I grew up in the sort of 70s, just free to be me, you and me. Hey, man, if he doesn't want to learn to read, he doesn't have to learn to read. Yeah, just run wild, you know, free range, do your own thing, man. You know, that whole hippie, do your own thing, never panned out.
Mm-mm.
And the super self-esteem building and just all this where we have to knock down a Christmas celebration, call it a holiday celebration, so we don't offend the one kid whose parents are litigious or whatever. We f***ed our society up royally. We've basically taken that one kid and empowered him, and we've got to stop, because that's what all this is. It used to be that you looked, I'm not saying you took random rich guys and worshipped at their altar, but you took guys who built something and you said, there's a guy who's accomplished something, not, well, why isn't he paying his fair share? I mean, when did that ever come about?
Mm-hmm.
That guy paid in millions of dollars last year. You paid in and you're pissed at him? Obviously, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's not a rational thought. It's shame-driven. And you want to extrapolate this. This is essentially what the terrorists do with us. They see us over here in our hot tubs, driving our big cars around, having our parties, turning on
big cars with hot tubs.
Yeah, stretch limos yeah. with hot tubs. Our chicks looking hot, fake boobies
splashing
and bikinis and all that. And they're like, f*** it, Allah's going to take care of these guys. And then Allah doesn't take care of and then they come down and blow our buildings up. It's this weird, it's not, we think it's about religion, or we think it's about, you know, cultures. It's one culture can't live next to another culture that's thriving without getting pissed off, envious, resentful. You then get shamed. And when you get shamed, there's two things you can do with shame. You can be shamed and go, I better get my together. Or you can be shamed and go, I'm going to tear that guy down. And that's where we're at now. When you feel that shame, get your together. Leave my alone.
Yeah, it's like global sibling rivalry.
Thank you. That's what it is. It's old. It's as old as the Bible.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a tornado has plowed through Arkansas's capital of Little